Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather's happy ending.
And he just walked into the room, our executive producer. For another
6 months strong.
I still don't have a key to the executive washroom, though.
Congrats on your 6-month anniversary. Is it to the day?
It was the 27th. So it was like 2 days ago.
Great.
I don't even know what is
today. Well, you got the card we gave
29th.
You.
I did give him a card.
From all of us?
Nope, just from Pete and I.
Is it just by chance you know that? Like 6 months, it's so random. I mean, it's like your childhood sweethearts.
I only remembered it because I started the day after my wife's birthday, which was the 27th.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it was a day that marked it. All right.
Yeah.
But were you one of those guys that when you were dating your wife, you went, oh my God, we've been together 3 months to the day.
No. Okay. No. Did you get me anything?
So this morning we heard from Gary Busey.
Where you got to be, what you got to do, who you got to see, what you got to say, who you got to see, where you're going to be, who you got to talk to, what you going to say.
That's how he's coping with the COVID
right situation. And we get an email from a guy who actually had a personal one-on-one encounter with Gary Busey on the Cape.
Whoa.
It was great. Jack writes us, I was on the Cape in South Yarmouth walking back to the Cape Sojourn Hotel from Brewster Farm store on 28. I was about to cross the street. Gary Busey pulls up to the stop sign and gives me this wicked evil grin and motions me to cross in front of his car. And so I jokingly made a frightened face and said, no way, man. And he looked at me and laughed and said, funny shit, dude.
There you go. There's your story. There's your
Gary Busey encounter.
Your brush with a celebrity.
Right.
Absolutely. All right, so you guys are taking tomorrow. It's the Kevin and Kenny show.
Mm.
And so you're, Heather, you're headed to New York to go hiking. Is that true?
I'm headed to a place called Brant Lake / Farrow Lake.
Nice.
Mm. So we hike 5-6 miles in to a lake and hang out.
How long does that take, do you guys?
It takes about 2.5-3 hours.
Well, I can walk 3 miles in an hour.
Yeah, but hiking's different.
Well,
slower pace, right?
I've got 40 pounds on my back, probably. John's got a little more, and the boys have about 25 or 30.
That's just not vacation.
Well, when you factor all the extra weight that I'm hauling around.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it would be on top of that, though. On top of your weight, putting a bag on your back.
So
and
he doesn't
it's
have
not
a,
flat.
Not
it's,
flat,
the,
yeah.
The way up, the way in is uphill, and it's not a path that's been mowed or it's not wide. The water keeps it as a path.
Right.
You know, that flows down.
So Kevin doesn't carry a backpack. He carries back fat.
Right.
But at any point in time, do you have to stop and go, wait up? You know, you put your hand on your hand.
No, because I have a dog with me.
Okay.
So I'm, you know, we all move slow. And the only time we ever stop during that walk is if there's something we want to take a picture of. And then we grab a drink. We never take our packs off because once you do that, you're fucked.
Right.
I would never put it back on. I'd be like, that's it. We're camping here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and then after the first night, we'll pack everything back up. We'll put it all back on our backs and we'll walk around to the other part of the lake, set up camp again. And then, so we'll make our way all the way around it.
And all family members have their own shit shovel. Is that correct?
All of us have our own shit shovels. We all have our own.
You all sleeping in one tent?
Nope.
What's
the boys are in one with the big dog and Ford and I are in another one with the small dog.
Who's responsible for burying the dog shit or do you not bury the dog shit?
The dogs go way, way off in the distance like animals.
Oh, they do. Okay.
So you'll be making sweet love then too, won't you?
No, because we're on cots.
Kevin,
and it's quiet there. So no.
Kevin, I'm surprised you haven't asked the all important question. What's on the menu this weekend? What are you hauling up there in your 40-pound backpack?
It's vacuum goods, isn't it? Vacuum
sack
goods?
Like Gorp, right?
Little Debbie's?
Nope. So Ford bought a bag of dehydrated vegetables. Chinese seeds. We're going to grow them out there.
Vegetables? Okay, no thanks.
And we'll catch fish.
Uh-huh.
And I'll bring chicken bouillon cubes. So we'll make like a vegetable soup and we'll have fish. Breakfast is like instant oatmeal.
What kind of fish? Like trout or bass?
No, like you're catching perch and sunnies.
Okay, you guys are going to be eating this.
You're going to eat that stuff?
We love eating it. We eat it all the time.
Perch is good.
Perch is really good.
Perch tastes great. Sunfish tastes great. I mean, we're not frying them, but sunfish, I mean, they're horrible to gut because you're doing it while they're alive. And they're so flat, and the whole time they're just staring at you.
You look down on perch, Kenny, because I saw your face on that. It's like a white fish to you, or
I don't eat any fish.
Oh, you don't.
But I can't imagine pulling a lake fish out
like a largemouth. You've never eaten like a largemouth bass,
no
nice
way.
Fillet.
Oh, they're great.
I'm a catch and release guy, not for any other reason that I just don't eat fish.
Oh yeah, well we usually catch and release, but in this case we
you're doing it
eat.
To survive. No, I understand.
And then they all bring snacks. They're all allowed to bring snacks.
Oh, should I be there's filling my pockets full of it?
Yeah, there's your little Debbie's.
Right. Yeah, one
well,
of them.
Little
Debbie
would be hard.
Two Twinkies.
Oh, you would. Okay.
So they have on their backpacks. There are pockets, so they have a little bit of space. Plus, the kids are the ones carrying the food. John and I are carrying all the equipment. The boys are carrying their sleeping bag. They have something to sleep on, like a mat that goes underneath, a water bottle, and food.
So. I can only imagine the preparations John has, your husband.
Oh, you should see my fucking dad right now.
What if you guys are separated? By chance. Whistle. Y'all carry whistles.
Oh. Yeah.
There you go.
There's whistles involved.
Right. Nice.
And
nice.
It's stupid quiet there.
Yeah.
So if you scream a mile away.
Right.
But also remember, this is the place where when John and I, before we got married, we were out there with a bunch of friends. And later as we left, we found out a guy who had murdered his wife had run out into the woods past us in the night. Okay, he had to go. We were by the trail that he cut off on.
After a fresh kill?
Yeah, and then he hung himself a mile away from where we were
camping. What a great story that is.
That's a campfire story.
That's how out there
you tell the kids that this weekend.
Oh, they know.
Oh, they know that one.
This is where that guy hung himself, boys.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but I think you see he's one-armed. He's got a hook and shit. You know what I mean?
You know what? It's a bad enough story that you don't have to make it bigger.
I guess.
And then remember, these woods are just as cold and lonely as they were 100 years ago. That's where old man Flanders hung himself.
Right. That was Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather's Happy Ending. Listen every weekday morning, 5:30 to 10 for more on 100.7 WCLX and iHeartRadio station.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.